www.thebestofthebest.com.
A judge says no way and knocks down a marriage prop, Prop 8 in California. That's the big water cooler buzz across the land because we know ultimately gay marriage goes to the Supreme Court, could be fast-tracked. Elena Kagan probably gets confirmed on Thursday, which puts her right in the middle of this debate before the Supremes. Most likely in October, maybe not if I'm wrong about the timing of it, but I do think it'll probably go up pretty quickly. In the meantime, Homeland Security admits to storing naked body scans for the purpose of training people. And, oh, yeah, they forgot to tell us the machines do have the capability of storing images. We thought that the TSA was getting rid of those images. If you were lucky enough to have gone through one of those body scanners, I'm, of course, being facetious. In the meantime, we've got a couple of other things we're going to chew on here, including the latest Gallup poll that shows that blacks and whites continue to differ big time when it comes to Obama and his presidency. My name is Kate Delaney, and the show, of course, is America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. We don't care where you hail from. We just want you to be part of the water cooler buzz. If you've got an opinion, share it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you find yourself tied up in a third shift job and you're just dying to sound off about what happened in California with Prop 8, what's going on with body scanners, or any of the things that we're talking about, feel free to send us an email at americatonight.net. Let's jump to the body scanners first, because once again, we're caught believing something and then finding out, or I shouldn't say we're caught believing something, because I didn't believe anything they were saying about the body scanners, but let's just say what was thrown out in trying to soften the whole idea of going through body scanners was, hey, we're not storing the images, and we don't have the capability of doing that. There were some reports that they didn't have the capability, but that was never true because the capability was certainly there. And now you could be the person who goes through the scanner in the few places that they do have scanners. Because of the expense, they're not widely used, but you could be that person whose image is constantly coming up in the training deal. I mean, this is clearly a privacy debate, and this has been brewing for a long time, and it's sort of come to a head now when Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced that scanners would soon, because she said soon, appear at virtually every major airport. And the list includes New York City, Dallas, Washington, Miami, San Francisco, Seattle, and Philadelphia. Now you've got a group in Washington that's filed a lawsuit asking a federal judge to grant an immediate injunction, pulling the plug on the body scanning program. There's that lawsuit is from the Electronic Privacy Information Center. We're going to get them on the show. And what they're saying is that the obvious thing, the privacy deal and ultimately the ability to store it and do whatever they want with the image is the other part of the equation, because the devices clearly are designed and deployed in a way that allows the images to routinely be stored and recorded, and it's exactly what some are already doing. In fact, the Marshals Service acknowledged that about 35,000 images have been stored and in a machine used in the Orlando, Florida Federal Courthouse. So since my brother's an attorney in Orlando, I have to assume that his image is probably somewhere on there. And I'll tell you, it'll chap you if you really look at it. At first, I'll be honest, I wasn't sure about the whole body scanner thing until I started to dig a little bit deeper. And now clearly I think we're in dangerous, dangerous territory. You might disagree. You might think that if it's going to keep us secure on these planes, and that's what we're being told by Homeland Security, and that's what Michael Chertoff, because he makes some money on it, since he has a piece of it in one of the companies, is saying, well, we're going to believe them. We're going to believe what they're selling. But I'm going to be skeptical on this one. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's take our leadoff man, who happens to be a woman, Izzy in Missouri, never shy about her opinion. Hey, Izzy, welcome to the show. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Number one, I totally resent that judge that shot down the majority of the people's will in California.
Right, because the voters didn't want it. That's the thing.
That's it. And yep. The majority spoke, which is what this country was founded on, a majority. Okay, having said that, body scanners, I couldn't probably get through one. I have so much metal in my body.
Ooh.
They would be pulling me aside. Plus, I wear an electrical unit that generates my nerves.
Ooh.
And I am so aggravated. I just threw up my hands. I do take the train. I don't have a problem getting on a train. I don't like flying anyway. They basically have to knock me out to fly. But I have flown many, many, many thousands of miles in the course of my life. I resent those scanners because they are intrusive. And looking at some of the pictures that they're showing, let me tell you, there is nothing left to the imagination. I mean, right down to this, pardon me, but the pubic hairs.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And I'm thinking, okay, this is really, in my opinion, perverse. And the fact that they're keeping them, for what purpose? Why would you keep an 80-year-old woman's body scan? I mean, I don't get that.
I don't get it either, but what they're saying to cover their trail is training purposes. So if Kate and Izzy come to work for us, we're going to let them randomly go through whatever images they give
That's
us so that they understand
crap.
It. I agree. I agree with you.
Can I make a couple recommendations on books? Is that allowable?
You go for it.
Okay. James Favard, one of my favorite authors, and I highly recommend it. He's written many books, and they're all very good. That's my major request at Christmas time, a Favard book. My kids never listen, though. One is called Lost Rights, The Destruction of American Liberty. It's an excellent book on how we are truly losing our constitutional rights. I mean, thoroughly researched and thoroughly written. The other one is by Martin L. Gross, another superb author, and he's got other books out. This one happens to be a little bit older. It was written in the 90s, but it goes through detailed economic issues and the blatant disregard for where our tax money goes. I mean, blatant, and it's called A Call for Revolution. Excellent book, and they're not really long reads. They're in paperback. You can find them. Sometimes used on Amazon.com or on eBay, both are just really superb books for reading, and they're not difficult reading. You know, some books get so technical, so I wanted to let you know.
Right, you're too far gone when you start reading it.
Yeah.
Hey, no problem with the recommendations. Thanks, Izzy. I like her analysis, too, by the way, with all the metal in her body, what would happen if she went through one of the scanners. All right, so a shoe drops today from Homeland Security admitting that, yeah, we've been storing the images. Stay with us. More opinions next on ATN.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 4th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,197.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,229.51, $614.75 for a half ounce, or $307.38 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,229.51, $614.75, and $307.38.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Coming up in odds and ends, the White House says 75% of the spilled Gulf oil is gone. Poof, it's gone. Good news for some of the people on the coastline anyway that want to try to recoup the losses. And how about what's going on with Blagojevich's now trial is wrapped up. It's up to the jury. But Blagojevich could lose big time, could lose his house if the jury convicts him. And that's not all. Which way do you think this one's going to turn? I have some thoughts. I'll share them with you. America Tonight, the name of the show. I'm Kate Delaney. Let's rock and roll, folks, and go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I try to get myself to go to sleep. I listen to your show, and you get me all riled up, so I figure out what the hell I'll call. First of all, if Izzy's ever in New York, I'd like to buy her coffee, have a chat with her. I think she's a great person. Those books are, I didn't know about them, but I'll check into them. They sound excellent. A lot of topics. I'll leave the court decision in California and Missouri shooting down Obamacare and this maniac in Manchester, Connecticut, which I'm close to kill these people. I have some info on that, but I'll call you tomorrow about that. These body scanners. I told you, because I listened to another show when it first came out, that they were storing these images.
Right.
Countries in Europe had to rewrite their child pornography laws. These things look at every single part of your body. So whether you're well endowed, unendowed, or whatever, they're looking at it and they're storing it as an image in a database so that they'll be able to pick you out of a crowd when the time comes. America. These are my words, okay, even though I've listened to a lot of different things about this topic. They're finally coming out, Kate. What's disgusting is they said, oh, no, we're not saving these images. That's a freaking lie. They are saving the images.
Yep.
I'm glad that the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, is getting involved because they are loom large in that book that I talked about, No Place to Hide,
yep,
by Robert O'Hara Jr. They told you that they weren't going to do this, and they lied. Now they want to—they don't care about public opposition. They're going to bring them to the large airports. at the point of a gun, America, to you, do you have to say, no, I'm not going through this damn thing? They'll give you an ultra-intrusive pat-down after they try to berate you, or they will berate you and call you a terrorist. This is not about terrorism. Look, this is about the American people being followed and tracked so they have a body image of you like a fingerprint or an eye scanner.
Yeah.
Here's something else. Let's go back to why the scanners were brought into place. They were ordered over a year before the Christmas Day bomber
boarded
that plane. Rapid Scan is the company that makes the scanners. Chertoff, it was either on a board of directors or he was an advisor to Rapid Scan.
Oh, he just bought a huge mansion. I talked about this already. He's made buku bucks already. You and I talked about this. You're right. You brought it up to me. We talked about it, I think, a year ago the first time.
Right. We told the truth back then, and we had, and now they're coming out and telling. But here's another thing. There were two lawyers. I'll bring this up again. The last name was Haskell. They were at the counter when the guy was escorted. The bomber was escorted by a well-dressed man who spoke with an Indian accent, and they came out. The State Department said, yeah, we put them on the plane. They basically put it in your face. So, I mean, America, they ordered the bombers, the bomber, they ordered the scanners first, then they put the bomber on the plane. Don't you think that the bomb would have went off if they really wanted to go off? This is a freaking farce, America. You need to stand up and say no. They put that guy on the plane. The explosives he used needed a blasting cap. You can't light it in your underwear. Then they come up with all these pictures of him over in Somalia and everything else. They create the problem, and here's the solution. Oh, all of a sudden we need the body scanners. And people are so stupid. I heard them on the news, especially here in New York. Oh, if it makes us safe. You know what? If they force me to go through it at the airport, I'm stripping down naked. I'm saying, look, it's been a cold day. Everything's shrunk in here. I don't care. All right? This is what
you call me before you do that.
Yeah, I will. You can put it on YouTube. I don't care anymore. You can see my nice tan and my gun, my upper arms, because I've been working out like an animal. I told you, the war is coming. But here's the thing. I'm not making a joke here. I'm not saying, oh, no, Mr. So-and-so, don't put your clothes off. Screw you. You want to see me naked? But that's what you either do that or say, and mass, we have to say no, because this is a freaking farce. This is a way to track and trace you, so they have, even though it's under you, they'll have the image, a backscatter image, never mind the radiation that it puts out. You just have to say no. And all, I know what I want to tell you. Ron Paul and other members of Congress have actually passed legislation to ban these things.
That's right.
But it hasn't passed the Senate yet. The Senate hasn't acted. So call your senators.
And bug them about it, absolutely.
Yet, you know what, America? Strip down naked and send a picture to your senators and send it to TSA. Say, look, I'm going to take this flight. Here I am. And, you know, show them your backside and show them the middle finger, because that's what you really need to do. I'm serious. This is a freaking joke. We told you the truth. They put that bomber on the plane. They lied about it. They lied about the scanners. They're going to keep lying to you. They don't care about the opposition, whether it's the gay marriage ban or the health care. I mean, they just don't care. And it's time. America, you need to listen to my voice and Kate and everyone else. And let me say his name, Alex Jones. He told us this last year when this crap came out.
Alex did. You're right. You're right. Mark, thanks for the call.
All right, baby.
Alex did talk about that a lot. He talked about the scanners and broke a lot of the privacy things on this, because what was going to happen with the images was a big deal, and immediately that was dismissed, that the images aren't going to be stored. Now we find out there's 35,000 images. It is almost predictable. You knew that it was inevitable that there was a way to record and there was a way to save it, and then it becomes a question of where are the images, and he's right. You trace this whole thing, and it goes back well beyond a year, probably a couple of years, actually. 800-259-5791. Don, listening to us in Wyoming. Donna, what's going on?
Holy cow, Kate. I thought I was going to call up with some interesting stuff tonight. Mark, man, watch out. If you're stripping down, dude, don't let them do the booty check, you know? I mean, you know, geez. They might come up with that idea to just start checking everybody's booty, make sure no bombs stuck up your behind, you know?
Please don't say that. I'm traveling. That's awful.
Oh, trust me. Anyway, kid, I won't tell you about my criminal past, but anyways.
Great.
hey, listen, you know I was going to call about it today. Good old California, always leading the way. Good old Proposition 8. Liberal. Well, you know, I don't even think this judge is liberal out there in California. I heard he was placed there by Bush Reagan or whatever, and I'm glad he did it. You know why, Kate? I'm glad he overturned it. You know why?
Because it's going to go to the Supreme Court.
You darn right. I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. You know, they made a mistake back in 72 on Roe versus Wade. Even the gal that was involved in it said she just totally regrets it, that she went forward with it, you know, and, you know, in my opinion, that was a mistake, you know, but hey, Americans have had to live with it, you know, and, you know, if it goes before the Supreme Court and they say, hey, you know, people got a right to do whatever they want, you know, defy religion, defy whatever, be married, whether they're heterosexual or homosexual or whatever they are, you know, then, you know, so be it. If they turn around and say, nope, California has a right to vote that way, then you know what, Kate? You're going to see so many states all of a sudden, bam, 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 like firecrackers going off, you know, throwing out law, you know, with laws coming up as determining to do it. The same thing California did.
Sure.
The reason they don't all do it right now, they don't want to spend the money in the courts on it.
No. And they'll wait to see what happens federally, because this ruling is the first in the country to strike down the marriage ban on the federal constitutional grounds, which, as you said, Don, pushes the ball forward to the Supremes.
Yeah, you know, and the district court there, you know, they're going to rule in favor of this judge. They never rule conservative, and, you know, and let it go before the judge. You know, I told you, Kate, about that. We've talked quite a few times on this issue.
Yeah.
I just heard some woman that they had on the news sit there and say, oh, well, we can be equal to heterosexuals. This is not about marriage. This is not about anything except people that are homosexual wanting to stand next to heterosexuals and say, I'm equal to you. I'm not mentally screwed. I'm not physically, you know, beneath you, whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know,
sure.
The fact, you know, that I wasn't born wrong, et cetera, you know. Kate, you build 100 automobiles at a factory, you know, 3 or 4 of them are going to come out bad. Human beings, we're in this mortal world, you know, you make 100 babies, guess what? 10 of them are going to come out with something wrong with them. They're not going to be exactly perfectly healthy. Some of them come out with autism, unfortunately. Some of them come out with defects. Some babies are even born now, their pancreases aren't even working, they don't have insulin. They're insulin dependent from the time they're born. Some of them, like my nephew, come out, their mother was a crack, you know what? And, you know, their brain acts like it's on cocaine all the time.
Right.
You know? And at 23 years old, the dude still can't deal with it. You know? Oh, we're out of time. Kate, I love this issue. I'm going to have to call you back on it.
All right, call me back on it. Call me back on our next show. So we're talking about a lot of different things, as usual. A plethora of riches and opinions here on America Tonight. You can throw in your two at 800-259-5791. Going to Stew in Kentucky next on ATN.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight,
Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Well, party, and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. To spend money, about to lose your home.
All right, so who are the losers and who are the winners as far as body scanners are concerned? They're going to be in Philly, New York, Washington, D.C., and all the big cities pretty much on the eastern seaboard. Then it's a question of how many other airports actually get the body scanners, and now we know the deal that, yeah, the images were being stored. Gee, they weren't initially saying that, but guess what? They have been, so the joke's on you. Also, people are talking about the ruling against Prop 8 and that it could lead and will ultimately lead probably to a federal precedent on gay marriage. So this is it. This is the crescendo of all the voices across the country on gay marriage as it has differed from state to state, with 8 being struck down in Cali. This opens the door for it, and guaranteed it'll go to the Supreme Court. Elena Kagan, I don't think we'll have any obstacles in the approval process. There's going to be no votes from some Republican senators, but she's in, so she'll be part of the new Supreme Court come October that takes up probably this issue, and there's some other ones that are going to be fast-tracked, like illegal immigration, what's happened in Arizona, and then the suing, of course, by the Justice Department. That for sure will be in front of the Supremes. I'm thinking that the Prop 8 being overturned will be there too. So there's October is going to be loaded for bear when it comes to possible precedents being set. A couple of other sad stories that we're talking about earlier on America Tonight include what happened in Connecticut with the idiot that decided he was, when he had the choice of being fired or resigning, he decided that he was going to kill 8 people at the distributorship. Then his girlfriend of 8 years comes out in an interview and says, well, you know, he seems confused and dazed and whatever when he went off to work, and he's the victim of racial discrimination, which he was part of a union. They say, no way, that never, ever came up. And the company said the very same thing, owned by a family near Hartford, Connecticut. Stu in Kentucky, how are you, my friend?
Tired, wore out.
Ugh. You sounded, are you, wait, you say you're hurt and you're in pain. What happened?
Last Monday night I had some 17-year-old girl decide she'd run a stop sign. Her mom and dad's new car's carjacked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went over the top of her, and I've been kind of sore ever since.
Ooh.
She's all right. She's had 17 stitches to her forehead, some bruised ribs. She's lucky she didn't get killed.
Ooh.
It's all the matter. I'm just a little stiff. At least a whiplash, whatever.
Wow.
First of all, on Prop 8, I just want to speak on that just for a second. I don't care what the states and the federal law says. I believe this is my God-given right. That when you get married, it's not so much a law thing. It's more of a thing between you, your spouse, and God. It's more of a spiritual thing. So if they want to get married on a piece of paper, the piece of paper to me means nothing. It's the vow that my wife and I took in front of God and our family and friends. So
there you go.
That's where I speak on that. Now, I do have a question about this Connecticut thing. Now, of course, she's come out, she said, well, it was racially motivated because, you know, people were racially. But wasn't he a black man that killed a bunch of white people?
Yes.
So wouldn't he be the racist?
Well, he's saying that he, well, she's saying that he was discriminated against at work.
Wait. Wouldn't he be the racist? He was a black man killing 8 white people. Wouldn't it be a hate crime? Wouldn't that be a civil rights crime? Haven't we talked about this before?
Yeah.
How civil rights protects the minority and screws the majority.
Right, there you go.
So, I'm just saying, my opinion, I understand what you're saying, she said.
Right.
But, so if he goes in there and he pops off 8 white people and he's a black fella, if I went someplace and killed 8 black people, they'd call me a racist.
That's right.
A hate crime.
You're right.
So, I just want to know if anybody's going to call this a hate crime or not. Can you help me with this?
I think she should have never said what she said in the first place, and there was no proof of that. Absolutely, the union immediately came out because he had a union, and so did the company. But there was never any remorse for the victims, for the families, for any of that. There was nothing that was said.
Well, I feel bad for them, and I think everybody should have them in their prayers.
I do, too.
As well as the families, as well as the victims. But, I mean, you know, first of all, I know is if anything is racially ever mentioned, you document as
that's
a
right.
company to cover your ace.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So I don't believe if they had no documentation, and especially a union had no documentation, I don't believe it was ever racially motivated as far as, you know, them on him. But I'm just saying, it goes back to one of those things that torqued you off, you know. You know, if you had a white guy go in and kill 8 Mexicans, 8 blacks, 8 you know, Orientals, it would be, that's racist. It was racially motivated. But you have a black guy that comes out, kills 8 white people, and not one word is talked about him being racially motivated. It's racist to kill 8 white people. That's just my point. I think it's a shame.
It's a shame. It's awful.
Goes. And it's a gun rights, you know, believer in gun rights. I think it's a horrible thing, and it's every time something like this happens, it sets it back. But, you know, that was just something I listened earlier, you know, and they said, oh, well, the company was prejudiced against him, other coworkers, and made racial
slurs. He was stealing.
Huh?
He was stealing beer. They had him. It's so stupid. I mean, he was stealing. You right, Sue? He was stealing. Well, they had him on videotape. That's what happened. And he went off, and he decided he was going to take everyone out around him who he felt anger toward in that room especially.
And I understand that. Like I said, I think the whole thing is just terrible. And it's sad to think that, you know, it's a job, for Christ's sake.
That's right.
I know times are hard, but hell, a job.
It's a job.
You go to work at McDonald's if you have to. I can tell you right now, if I had to support my family and had no other choice, I'd be at Taco Bell folding tacos or McDonald's flipping burgers, whatever it takes. You know, I mean, that's just part of being a responsible adult. But,
that's right.
You don't go in and kill people just because you're a thief. So, you know, I mean, that was just my thing. I just, you know, I sat there today and I thought, man, if a white person did it, it'd be all over CNN and MSNBC and all over the TV that it was a racially motivated thing. But I haven't heard one thing. It goes back
no.
to the Black Panthers. The Black Panthers can stand outside a voter's precinct, and tell them how to vote, and it's not racially motivated. So, you know,
yeah, I agree.
One of the things that kind of pissed me off, so.
I agree. Stu, well said.
Thanks
for the call. And the gist of the whole deal is really this, is, look, the guy was troubled. The guy was stealing the beer. They caught him on videotape. If somebody's stealing from your company, they're going to get the axe. Stu's right. It's a job is a job is a job. So he is upset that he's getting fired. He probably got wind of it because he knew he was going to a meeting, brought the guns to work with him, and then decides he's going to go after the union guy, his representative. What's that guy doing? He's representing him in the meeting. And the family-owned company, one of the owners of the company, and then a few other people. So eight total. And that is a terrible office place shooting. I mean, I even hate to go through the history of that. You know, whenever, if I have, like, the tube on, or I'm somewhere and I see, and usually it's the tube, it's CNN or Fox or whoever it is, doesn't matter, MSNBC, whatever station, and you watch the crawl because you know what's coming across, and you see the headline and you just know that it has to do with some crazy thing. If it's not domestic violence, and there have been a few of those cases, it's because of somebody getting fired from a job. And they're going to take people out with them, and that's the way it is. And it's awful, awful, awful. This was a sad thing that happened to come across when I was roaming around today, and I saw it with these small planes. We've talked about this before. We're going to have DJ Frost back on to talk about the scanners and also to talk about some things that have happened lately in planes. But there was a horrible little plane crash in Phoenix, and witnesses say the plane went into a nosedive before hitting an airport control building. So people could really feel it, apparently. Here's Bill Henderson talking about the ground and what it felt like. All right, we'll get to that in a second. But in talking about this Phoenix crash, it was crazy how the plane, like I was describing, took that weird nosedive. And, I mean, that's the best way to say it. It would look like a giant fireball. When I first saw it, and the reason I bring it up, it was a small plane, is I thought it was something bigger. It was a single-engine aircraft, and it had taken off from Deer Valley as the airport about 6 in the morning, and it was just about a quarter mile away after it circled back to land, and that happened. So they could hear, it's awful, they could actually hear the sputtering of the plane. And this is how Bill Henderson described it.
We were in the warehouse, and we heard the plane come over, and it didn't sound healthy. You know, like kind of like the sick plane you hear in the movies. And basically, we heard an explosion, and literally the ground shook.
Ugh, the ground shook. And then when you looked at the fireball that created and what it could have done, the damage on the ground, if there had been more people around. So now you got the pilot who died in the crash. He was the only one on board, they think, anyway, thank goodness. But you have all this charred metal, and the FAA is on the ground trying to figure out what happened there, what possibly caused it to sputter. We're not sputtering more next.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Happy news. Coming up, Daily Salute. Promise we're going to get to the Daily Salute. I know I always say that. And I have a whole series of salutes. And by the way, if you want to send me a Daily Salute, you can do that. Somebody that's doing something in your neighborhood, send it to me. Send me the story, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Hey, we're down to 89 days before the midterm elections. Hope you're registered to vote. You know, voting to me is, I don't understand why more people do not go out and vote, because I think, one, there's apathy, laziness, not paying attention. Hey, I'm in my world. I don't care about the rest of the world. And this isn't a presidential year, but still, when all the House seats up, all of us have somebody or something to vote for, not to mention in your own area what else might be interlocked and might be something that you're voting on of significance that could change your tax base or whatever. So I hope that you're all going to make it out there and go and vote. It's important. The more people that are active, the more you can affect change. Remember, always remember those key words, we the people. It is we the people. We're the government. We elect the people who represent us. And you can't do that if you're sitting on your rump watching the latest reruns of whatever sitcom it is you're watching. I'm not suggesting you can't watch a little Tube now and then, but the problem is people are so absorbed in this whole 15 minutes of fame, and it's about the reality shows, that they don't take a little bit of time to just scratch the surface and realize what's going on around them. And there's a lot of things to be aware of, certainly on a national level, but definitely even on your own local level. It differs rather from town to suburb to city to state, let's face it. I mean, here we were talking about Prop 8 and Prop 8 being struck down. That was a big California issue. With this judge overturning it, it squarely tosses the ball back on to the federal government, really to the judicial system. It'll go all the way up after the ninth court. It'll go all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's just a question of, does it get the fast track and is it arrive in October? Big day tomorrow for Elena Kagan. There's going to be some no's, certainly. We know who some of them are. Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, is one of them. He just felt like she didn't have enough judicial experience, didn't really learn much about her. But there's enough votes to definitely have her confirmed as the next Supreme Court justice. Technically, if you look at the ideology and the makeup of the Supremes, it doesn't change anything based on who you have already in the robes. And putting Kagan in there, who she's replacing, and we know this, we've been backwards and forwards on it. It's really the next person in the door that changes the makeup, unless somebody goes against the grain and they vote differently. I don't want to get to the Daily Salute, because actually there's a couple of things worth mentioning here, and we have not, sadly, done this in a long time. I think this is good news. I loved this story. I love this story because this goes along with the theme of, hey, get involved. And you can teach your kids that, too, just by talking about some of the issues, just by talking about the current events and how important it is to know what's happening in your own neighborhood. So the gist of it is, at this Massachusetts school district, there's a new policy that actually allows the Pledge of Allegiance. And I like the way they did this. Students at the high school in Arlington will be able to recite it coming up in the fall. This is 2 months after deadlocking on a proposal by a senior at that school, Sean Harrington. He went out, he got a ton of signatures. I want to say it was like 700. And it included a couple of political folks, too, like Senator Joe Lieberman and Senator John Kerry, who sent letters of support saying that they thought this was a great idea. So the kid gave the school a petition that was signed by all these folks. Now, here's what I like about this. In this district, no student, teacher, or administrator has to be required to participate at the high school. They don't have to do it. So if somebody doesn't want to do the Pledge of Allegiance, if they feel as though they can't use the words, they can't say under God or whatever it is, then they don't have to. And the kid, Harrington, said a few months ago, somewhere I was reading this, that he wasn't trying to stop pushing for the Pledge of Allegiance until it was allowed in the classroom, because initially the request to have the pledge recited failed. The committee vote ended in a 3-3 tie. So he said he felt heartbroken about it because he liked the fact that it was this tradition and he didn't understand why he couldn't do it anymore. Now it's an optional thing. And it's up to the principals in the school how they met it out and telling people and telling families that, look, they don't have to participate in it. But at least at his particular school, for sure they're going to do it. So I think that's worthy of an applause for this young man's efforts, if nothing else, for getting involved. You got to love those people in Minnesota. High energy. High energy, baby. I'm thinking maybe Donovan went out and got him some Red Bull, but yes, absolutely. That's a good one. Here's another one that would be a daily salute for my money, and it's probably because I have had some dealings with this man, and I really think he's one of the best guys in the great game of baseball. He pitched 7 no-hitters. His name is Nolan Ryan, And now, as the president of the Rangers, and he's part of this investment group, he actually won the Rangers in an auction because the team was bankrupt. So this was an unusual auction, to say the least. $600 million was what was being offered from the Mavericks renegade, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban. Remember, he was the guy who made a ton of money on the Internet, where he decided he thought it would be great to broadcast games, and that took off for him and ultimately made him a pile of money. So he bought a basketball team, and now he was trying to get a baseball team, a Major League Baseball team. But instead it went to Ryan. And in this federal bankruptcy court, they announced the winning bid, and people got up on their feet. They were screaming. They were applauding. And this was 10 hours after the auction started. So for 10 hours, they had to wait around and, you know, find out if they were going to win this or not. Now, I don't think Ryan was hanging around the whole time, but they were there for a big chunk of it. And the group is Greenberg Ryan, and the final offer included $385 million in cash. So now at least there's something that's going to happen with this team. And what a crazy and emotional roller coaster ride this has been. The final approval of the Rangers sale rests with Major League Baseball because they have the option of choosing the second highest bid instead, but they didn't. But it didn't come to that. So the league president, because you look, Nolan Ryan's a huge baseball legend. He's a Hall of Famer. He pitched 7 no-hitters. He has a great reputation. And they weren't gonna go in a different direction. They're excited that he's gonna have the team, and now Mark Cuban can run off and buy the Chicago Cubs if he has any luck with that. So it was just after midnight when this became official, and there was this crazy showdown. It was one of those closed door hagglings over what was going on with each bid, and I guess that's why it took so long, because of all the complicated issues involved. One bid included $200 million of the team's debt, including almost $25 million in deferred compensation that's owed to Alex Rodriguez 6 years after he was traded to the Yankees. I knew that contract was ridiculous when he got $250 million to play for that ball club. All right, if you have any opinions, send them to me, americatonight.net.